previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Mercedes Benz says the decision to shut down operations at its East London plant for more than a month will be part of a standard procedure to adjust for local and international demand. The shutdown, which also took place last year, began last week and will continue to July 30th. The company, quoted by News 24, says it continues to assess production to meet global demand and market dynamics. However, production targets for the year will not be compromised. Reserve Bank Governor Lisset Jehanyahu has reinforced his argument for adopting a lower inflation target. Writing in the Reserve Bank's annual report, which has just been released, Jehanyahu says that although an inflation rate of 4.5% may seem moderate, it still causes prices to double every 16 years. Jehanyahu says this is hard to reconcile with the constitutional obligation to safeguard the value of the currency. The current target range for inflation is 3-6%. Jehanyahu has argued for most of this year for it to be reduced to a single point of 3%. The chair of South Africa's new lotto operator has defended the deputy president's sister-in-law holding a minority stake. Sizakhaya Holdings chair Moses Tembe says Kuma Bogatsu, the sister of second lady Humile Mashatile, is an ordinary South African and is entitled to pursue any business she wants. Bogatsu, a 39-year-old lawyer, holds a 2% stake in Sizakhaya through another company, Bellamont Gaming. Another series of arrests has netted previous very big fish at Transnet. Two former CEOs, Brian Molefe and Siyabonga Gama, former CFO Anoj Singh, were all granted bail of 50,000 rand by the Palm Ridge Magistrates Court. Along with the Parastatal's former engineering chief executive, Tamsankwa Jiani, they've been charged with fraud, corruption, contravening the Public Finance Management and Companies Acts. According to the NPA's Investigative Directorate Against Corruption, the matter relates to Transnet's deeply dodgy acquisition of 1,064 locomotives in 2014. On the markets, the JSE closed last evening with the All Share and Top 40 both up 0.6%, which gives us a final gain for the first half of the year of 14.7% and 17.8% respectively. London's FTSE was down 0.4%, while on Wall Street, both the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ hit record closing highs, both up 0.5%, the Dow up 0.6%. Tokyo this morning down 1%, Hong Kong closed for a holiday, Sydney just above flat. US dollar at 1.18 to the euro, that's the dollar's worst first half since the early 1970s. The rand at 17.70 to the greenback, 20.87 to the euro, 24.33 to sterling. Gold at 3,320, platinum 13.47, Bitcoin just over 107,200, and Brent crude oil $67.61 a barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.